Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
I can't stand you.
What are you doing?
Pebbles is chewing, and I wanted to make her talk while she had food in her mouth.
I know. Leroy's like, oh, 30 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can do one more bite. I was like, no, you can't. Anyway, Mayor Walsh not playing with people violating coronavirus protocols. Early voting gets underway tomorrow, and Versus Season 2 is coming. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B says there's only one reason she got back with Offset, and it's got nothing to do with his money.
Leroy has your sports.
It's all my gambleholics out there. Wake up, brush your teeth, wash yourself, and rejoice, because Pebbles and Melissa are finally back with their locks of the week.
Oh my God. But first, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has announced that the city is going to be cracking down on people who are violating coronavirus protocols. So there has been an uptick of cases, and Walsh says that there have been increased reports of house parties in South Boston and other neighborhoods. He said anyone concerned about a house party should call 911. Boston recently paused its school reopening plan and delayed the start of hybrid learning for all students until October 22nd. But the city will be deciding this weekend if there will be another delay.
I don't agree with that. Do a new phone number that's the party snitch hotline or something. Because 911. Oh, God.
Party snitch hotline.
Hi, 911. I just got stabbed. I think I'm dying. Oh, hold on, sir, because somebody is reporting a loud noise on Congress Street. They think there might be a party going on. You don't want that happening. You know what I'm saying? Make it, I don't know, 119. Something else.
Early voting gets underway in Massachusetts tomorrow. Runs until Friday, October 30th in most cities and towns. In Boston, Fenway Park is one of 21 early voting locations for residents. It will be open for voting both tomorrow and on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Use the Gate A entrance on Jersey Street. There's also drop boxes for mail-in ballots that are now set up around the city. Voters can submit their ballots by November 3rd. They are available 24 hours, 7 days a week at 17 locations, including Boston City Hall and many Boston Public Library branches. And good news if you're a fan of the Versus battle started by Swiss Beatz and Timbaland. The producers posted about season 2, saying that it's coming and it's going to another level. They didn't, though, announce a date or
again,
a lineup.
So vague.
It's huge.
But
stars. We're bringing back dead people.
But some of the artists who have expressed interest, Jermaine Dupri, who talked about battling Diddy, and also 50 Cent and T.I., who teased a matchup. So we shall see. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Ice Cube has been getting a lot of criticism since word got out he's been working with the Trump administration on his platinum plan for Black America. A lot of people are saying he's helping the dark side and he's being used for political gain. Well, Ice Cube wants everyone to know he's not being used. He has a plan. Jesus.
Not being used because I walked in there, I had the meetings. I've never met Trump. I talked to both campaigns like I said I would. I have a contract with Black America that both parties gonna have to get with. We can't depend on one party to bring this through. It's too broad.
Now, forgive me for asking you this, but Pebbles and Leroy, but you guys are Black. Mm-hmm. Now, why did you sign this contract in the first place if you didn't think that Ice Cube would deliver on this amazing platinum plan?
I think I missed a meeting, missed the memo. I didn't. Leroy?
I didn't sign, but I am looking over the contract. Okay. It's a 23-page contract.
Right.
So we shall see.
That's it.
He's got all of Black America to sign this contract.
Yeah, Ice Cube says that his willingness to work with the Trump administration is not an endorsement of Trump. And in fact, he said he's always told people they shouldn't vote unless they're getting something for it. Nicki Minaj is now a mother, as she and her husband Kenneth had their first child back on September 30th. And until now, we didn't know what the sex of the baby was. Nicki broke her silence on Instagram, revealing that she did have a boy, along with posting messages and gifts from her celebrity friends like Beyonce. She posted, quote, "Thank you, Queen Bee, Kim and Ye, and everyone who sent well wishes during this time. I am so grateful and in love with my son." And turns out a weekend of birthday sex can make everything better, as Cardi B confirmed that she and Offset are back together. She revealed on Instagram Live the reason. Well, part of it, she said, "Hello, Ramiro." She's crazy.
Sorry.
Really, we're just really typical, two young motherfuckers. Got married early. That's what we are. We're not no different than dysfunctional ass relationships. We are the same way.
All right. Cardi is a multimillionaire. Can you get a damn phone that doesn't sound like you're talking through like
that's
a
how she's a millionaire.
Tunnel?
She's like, saving money.
I can't.
She still has an iPhone 3.
Seriously. Every time she does an Instagram Live lately, she
sounds like she's talking to her up. It's like, I'm going to visit me and Cardi after that together.
You can't understand a word she's saying. Anyways, she added that, you know, it's hard to not talk to your best friend all the time. But that the bottom line, though, and most important thing, Cardi said,
yes,
she just wanted the D.
Okay, that's completely understandable. And that, what did I literally say yesterday? I said, they're great friends. They can go out and party and have sex. Keep it at that.
Yeah, why? Hang out? Well, I mean, they're already married, so she's probably like, let's just keep it this way.
No, divorce and hang out on the weekends. Mm. Boom. There you go.
Okay.
Speaking of the Big D.
Oh, God.
And Leroy.
Y'all need to stop. In Major League Baseball, the Astros beat the Rays 4-3 to force a Game 6 in the ALCS. In the NLCS, the Braves are now up 3-1 after beating the Dodgers 10-2. The NFL was following a policy that requires players and team staff to isolate themselves if they experience COVID-19 symptoms, which includes like a common cold or the flu. And they have to do that even if their most recent test results are negative. And that's good because in Atlanta, the Falcons have shut down their facilities after someone in the organization tested positive. And not too long ago this morning, the Colts announced the same thing. They got to shut things down.
They got to figure
something out. Yes, several people have tested positive. Yeah, they do. They got to figure something out.
If you're a sucky team, you should just be like, you know what? Everybody cough on each other and let's just.
Oh, Ramiro.
Let's just call this bitch.
Forfeit. Yeah. We forfeit.
You know what? By the way, if for anybody who still doesn't believe in Corona, watch Lennox Hill on Netflix. It's like episode 9. It's towards the end of the season. It's the beginning of the Corona pandemic, and this is a hospital in New York. It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
Really?
They're like,
so it's, like it's a documentary?
Yeah, it's a real life thing. And it's like they go all hands on deck. They go, every doctor, guess what? You're now an emergency room doctor. Let's go downstairs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, around here, things are getting back to some sort of normalcy. Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore did indeed rejoin the team yesterday for practice. So with that being said, earlier this morning, I did ask Pebbles and Melissa for their locks of the week. Pats and Broncos is going down this Sunday at 1 at Gillette. Pats are 9.5-point favorites. Pebbles, you know, I spend...
Went out on a limb.
No, some mornings I pray for you to give a different answer, but you said Pats, 30-9. Sure. Are you sticking with it?
I'm sticking with
She's sticking with it. That's a... Melissa?
I'm actually changing mine.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
you said 24-14 Pats.
I'm making a change.
What's it going to be?
I'm more confident in the Patriots than where I was an hour ago. I'm going to say Patriots 35.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Broncos 10.
35-10. Am I locking it in?
35-10.
Yep. There it is. There it is. We shall see on Monday morning, unless somebody else comes down with COVID and they cancel the game. Major League Baseball Game 6, ALCS Astros Rays tonight at 6:07. And Game 5 between the Dodgers and Braves is at 9:08. And that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Julia Koch is a teacher in Michigan, and she was teaching her first graders remotely when one of her students was having some technical difficulties because her device wasn't charging. So Julia gets on the phone with the student's grandmother to help help solve the problem, and she realized something wasn't right. When she started speaking, she could tell that there was something wrong. Julia alerted school administrators, who called 911. The grandmother was having a stroke. So she's still in the hospital, but is expected to survive, and she's already walking again. The grandmother thanked Julia for saving her life and said that if it weren't for them getting me the help I needed, I would have just not been here.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass. State License Number MR281332.